We've got nothing. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
My name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
I'm fine. What do you mean we've got nothing?
We've got nothing. For the first time in 5 years, I've scoured the town for news stories, for food openings, for school shenanigans going on. I even searched the police blotter to see if you had caused any ruckus in town. There is absolutely nothing going on. The community center has nothing going on. There's no closings going on. There's nothing. The town for a week, we got nothing. We've got nothing. I just want to confirm something. I was correct in that you caused nothing in town that I needed to know about, that there were no incidents that nobody recorded or anything like that. Is that correct?
I should hope not. Why? Are you saying there are viral videos out there that could be?
No, what I'm saying is there's usually some sort of incident going on in town that I can report on, and you are tangentially involved somehow. And it just seems very strange that this 1 week there's nothing going on.
I know exactly why there's nothing going on and it's quiet. Because remember, we went out of town to see the eclipse.
Oh, that's right.
I wasn't here to, you know, get
so involved. What you're saying is we've gotten to the crux of the matter. When you leave town, things seem to calm down. Everything seems, we have an idyllic lifestyle here. And as soon as you come back, for whatever reason, things start to stir up and things get insane and crazy. So you are the catalyst of the craziness of this town. We've gotten to the bottom of it.
Well, okay, I'm going to confess something to you I've never told you yet in 5.5 years of doing this with you.
Should I put a drum roll on? Is everybody going to be astonished by what's going to be confessed?
Maybe.
Because you've confessed a lot of stuff on this show.
Pre-show. I've confessed a lot in the pre-show.
Yes.
Oh, my nickname, when I'm not Sasha, my nickname in certain rooms is Mercury. So every time you hear Mercury in retrograde, that's me causing all that trouble.
Now, wait a second. You said in certain rooms. I'm afraid to know what type of rooms you go into that your nickname is Mercury. Is it rooms? Is it states? Is it cities? Is it there places we need to avoid?
No, in New Age circles, like in those kind of rooms. Yes. People speak about Mercury in retrograde. I'm just saying I'm Mercury, so that's why everything gets thrown off.
Wait a second. You go into New Age rooms and we're still talking at this point? Please do not tell me you have crystals everywhere. I have not been to the fifth house that you've moved into since we've started this show. There are no crystals or anything like that.
Don't have crystals, but occasionally I go to the salt room and I have a whole bunch of salt friends and they're into all that stuff.
What? I don't even know what a salt room is. I'm afraid to. Is that where you just bathe in salt, or you put a lot of salt on your food, or what? I'm afraid I don't even know if I want to ask, but I'm going to ask. What is a salt room?
I'm going to give a little plug. Salt of the Earth. It's amazing. They have salt beds where you lay on a bed of heated salt, and it's supposed to pull the toxins out of your body. And I don't know that it does that, but I always tell the owner, if nothing else, it gives me a time and place to just relax. It lets my mind calm down. So I pay for it just for that. If it's also pulling toxins, bonus, you know? But I just know it's like one place I can be quiet and relax and let my mind try to calm down.
So do you do Mercury in retrograde in the salt mine to counteract the whole thing? Or is that your kryptonite where it stops you from doing that?
No, I mean, I'm just saying that I can be a little Mercury who causes all this.
Yes. Damage.
So yes, I feel like it levels me off, but I don't know that it really does.
It's but it levels you off. But what happens to the other patrons who are inside the salt mine place with you? Are they then infected with some sort of Mercury retrograde thing?
No, there's been no, like, nothing that happens when I go there. I try to visualize that it, like, lowers my vibration of chaos, but that could just all be in my head. It just gives me a calm feeling. But there's also
I can confirm it. It is all in your head. Don't worry about that. Yes. It has nothing to do with anything else.
I have salt friends. And my kids joke, they say, like, if I say, so-and-so tell me this, and they go, Mom, they're like salt people.
That's now, salt people, are they afraid of water that they'll dissolve and disintegrate? Is that the type of person? They don't go out in the rain? Is that what salt people are?
Not at all. believe in the healing powers of salt. So there's like all this Himalayan salt there. And there's a one room with 8 beds where you lay on your bed. You're not on the salt, but there's salt on the floor and salt coming from the ceilings. So
I'm going to
snuggle with a blanket.
I'm going
to love a blanket.
I'm going to make a confession on a show, something that I've never said in 5.5 years. Are you ready for this?
Oh my gosh. What?
I never, ever, ever want to meet any of your salt people friends in my life. That's my confession right here on Community News. Okay.
Nice folk at the salt place. So do not say that.
It sounds like a cult. That's all I have to say.
It sounds like it, but it's not.
Do you go to salt mines all over and compare the salt mines with these people? Is it like traveling to go see a band and going from city to city? You go to salt mine and critique them that way?
Actually, the thing is, part of what makes Salt of the Earth so great is the lady that owns it's amazing and her energy and her just personality. So if I was to go to any other ones in other cities, I'm sure they would be a letdown. So I only go to her.
You know, you think you know somebody, and then 5.5 years, you get this thrown in your face. I'm glad nothing was going on in town, because had something been going on, I would not have gotten this gem of information.
Well, I've been traveling, and I miss my salt of the earth. I need to go in there and lie on the salt bed, the heated salt bed. They also have lights.
You get some money from them, since we're talking about them the whole show, so we can sponsor them at this point already? I promise I won't make fun of them anymore.
Not only have they not paid for an ad, I actually pay to go there. I pay to go there. It's not like I go for free because I'm saying yes. But anyway, I'm just saying, in salt and new age circles, you know, it's been noted that I might be a little bit of Mercury.
So that's it. So you were out of town observing the eclipse, and everything in town was calm. Everything was nice. Nothing went on. And we're hoping that that will keep going for a while. Maybe the eclipse cleansed you of something by going there. Maybe that's what happened also. So now this calm over Townport is going to remain for a while. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Maybe. Nothing will happen here. No more octogenarians having sex in the woods. No more.
Well, I hope that continues to happen. I mean, let's not go crazy. I mean, we need some spice in this town.
All the news stories we've done, there was that like 78-year-old hooker. Remember? I mean, we've had some crazy stories in town.
Yes. So maybe it's time. Maybe Mercury is in retrograde or whatever other nonsense you're talking about. And things are calm for a while here in Townport. And things will be nice and easy, I'm sure, until you leave the house. And then some sort of chaos will ensue. And we'll have to report on it again.
I did see one thing on the Townport front porch the other day, just in terms of what people are talking about. Somebody took a picture of the bumper sticker that I saw like 10 years ago for the first time, but this person must have seen it for the first time. And it said, "You don't have to be rude to live in Townport." And they took a picture of it, and people were all talking about that. And it made me laugh that it took them 10 years to see it, because I saw that car driving around 10 years.
It's funny. You know, the only bumper sticker I thought I saw in Townport was, "If this car's a rockin', don't come a knockin'." Is that... Why would anybody put a bumper sticker on their car? It's the dumbest thing ever.
It is so dumb. It's just like tattoos. Like, are you really going to feel that same way in a year? Like that you want this thing? I mean, you buy a nice car. You yourself just got some new car. Right. You're going to put stickers on it?
That's going to be our next crusade. This summer, we're going to go and harass and harangue people who have bumper stickers on their car.
Remember when everybody except us, but like everybody in Townport and all over the country were doing those family ones where they'd have like the father,
mother,
which sex of child, which gender, you know, either a skirt or a thing. And then if you had a dog or cat, they're in the bumper sticker
that
too.
That was just a sign for me of people I hate. I knew I would automatically hate them and stay away from them.
I don't understand how that was like a trend that people...
I do not get it. I'm still marveling over your salt people and everything like that.
Speaking of salt, I was going to say, do you see the one? I always see the sticker on cars that say Salt Life. And the way they did the font, it looks like it says Slut Life. So every time I see it, I think someone's saying Slut Life, but it's Salt Life.
Ugh, I wish it was Slut Life.
I love the sticker. It looks like that.
Unbelievable. Anyway.
Bumper sticker you've seen in Townport.
I don't have them because I hate all bumper stickers, so I do not look for them. And I What? I don't have a favorite. I hate them all. Don't come a rockin' if this car's a knockin' or we're rockin' or knockin'. Let me
ask this. Do you like the ones that say, my child is an honor student at Townport Middle School?
I hate those people almost as much as the people who put the fake figures on the back of how many kids they have. They're right in the same category.
And I once saw one of those with the kids where it was like 11 people. And I'm like, do these people have foster kids? Are they counting their kids' friends or their neighbors' friends? Like, how do you have 9 kids and 2 parents in this day and age?
Crazy. Crazy, 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 I tell you. Anyway, so that's it. That wraps up community news. There's nothing going on. It's nice and calm out there. Enjoy Sasha being not in Mercury retrograde. Hopefully that'll continue for a while. And as always, my name is Paul.
Town Porters, get busy. We need something to report next week. So let's make some news happen. As always, my name is Sunshine Sasha, because it's spring and the sun's coming out.
Sunshine Sasha, I will see you next week.
I will see you next Tuesday, Paul. And we love you, community.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.